Jessica, always great to talk with you to learn the latest about what is happening in and around Alamogordo. Let's start off with news of police finding the body of a missing man. What can you share with us about these details?
So 37-year-old Eddie Arteaga was reported missing on September 23rd. Now, his body was found, Alamogordo police said, during the execution of a search warrant. Now, there are still a lot of unanswered questions about exactly the situation surrounding Mr. Arteaga's death. What we do know is that the investigation is ongoing, and they're trying to answer a few questions, which was, how did he die? Was this a homicide or was this an accident? We don't know whether they were looking for his body when they executed the search warrant or if they were investigating something related or different. So there's tons of information still to be gathered about the circumstances regarding the discovery of his body.
Okay, we'll await more info on that as it becomes available. Now, I want to move on and talk about a dispute that is happening over fixing the county courthouse. This seems to be an ongoing dispute. What can you tell us?
Right. So for residents who weren't able to listen in to the October 8th special meeting of the Otero County Commission regarding this topic, it's really been a point of contention between the 12th Judicial District Court and Otero County. In 2018, the 12th Judicial Court filed a lawsuit against the county just saying, hey, you need to help us keep up with this building. We need to figure out a better way to make this courthouse work for us for safety purposes and also so that we can continue with the work of the court. Now, the dispute has to do with whether or not they are going to be able to find funds to rebuild or build or construct a new facility which will meet some of the needs that the judges are saying are lacking in the current facility. That includes spaces to separate judges, the public, defendants who come in for cases and trials, and the lawyers, witnesses. Now, there's a lot of cramping going along on inside the courthouse itself. The judges are also saying that there are some safety measures that need to be put in place, that some of the courtrooms are way too small to hold the public trials in, that it's unfair in those circumstances. What they did articulate was whatever is going to happen to be able to fund this project, they don't want to raise taxes for the public, but they do need to address the situation somehow.
Now, I want to move on and talk about a really fascinating story that you ran recently about a mega track site that was recently discovered, and this has some of the oldest human footprints that we've been able to find in the area. Now, what can you tell us about this discovery?
Right, oldest and longest. There's about a mile's worth of human tracks fossilized in White Sands National Park. You're right, it's been designated a mega track site. So this particular site is interesting, researchers say, because what they can tell from it is that there was either a young woman or a juvenile male who was accompanied by a toddler making their way across the area that used to be Lake Otero. The tracks are not unique to the area. Researchers say that they have found other Pleistocene era and pre-Pleistocene era tracks from animals living in the region, including lions and giant ground sloths and dire wolves and mammoths. So it's really an interesting look into the history of the White Sands region and what it might have looked like in ages past.
Jessica, unfortunately we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.